Hi, Dancer. Jess here.
Welcome to the new and improved podcast from The Whole Dancer. I am so thrilled that you're here, and I hope to give you some insight and inspiration when it comes to finding a more balanced approach to food, your body, dance, and life. Really covering all those bases of what can help you feel whole as you pursue dance. Now, I would love for you to subscribe to the podcast so that you get an alert every single time there's a new episode, and leave a review so that your friends will be more likely to find The Whole Dancer too. Thanks for being here.
Let's get started.
Hi, dancers. Jess here. Welcome back to The Whole Dancer podcast. Today, I'm going to talk about something that I think is a super common experience, but perhaps we don't quite talk about it enough. And it is this idea that you might feel like you're taking all of this action and not seeing any change. So let me make this a bit more tangible. Let's say you have food struggles, or you recognize that your food relationship is just not great, or you struggle a lot with body image, or even, you know, you want to see changes in how you're approaching things. Your mindset is a challenge for you. Like, you get stuck in comparison all the time. Maybe you notice that your food relationship is good, but you'd like to make some adjustments to your eating plan, but you're really struggling to make impactful changes, or to even perhaps know what changes to make. Or in any of these areas, maybe you're trying things, but nothing really feels as if it is sticking. So the challenge here is that there is so much information out there on nutrition, on mindset, on body image, right? Like, you, if you ever look at these things on the internet, well, then all of these social media algorithms are going to feed you more and more information on these topics. So it's very possible that you're taking in information almost nonstop as far as nutrition goes, and as far as, you know, changing the mindset approach or shifting your body image. All the information is cool, right? Information is useful. We're lucky that there are free resources all over the internet. And, you know, we're lucky that there are all different people sharing this information, so that you can find people who resonate with you, or whose message connects to you, or whose experience you share in, right? So there's a lot of ways that you can connect with this information and take it all in. But if you feel like you're consuming tons and tons of information and it's literally getting you nowhere, then kind of like, what's the point? It's a little bit of a situation where, well, you're spending all this time, you know, like I said, maybe you're even going above and beyond and downloading resources. And, you know, I have some freebies where you sign up for the freebie and then you're on my email list, or you're signing up for these freebies and being on people's email lists, or you're consistently listening to a podcast or consistently watching a YouTube channel. The thing is, a lot of the time, people like me, hey, I'll call myself out, right? We have all of this information that we want to share. And so we share it. We share information. And I try as hard as I can to make as much of the information I share actionable as possible, because I know that the issue with all the information is that you can take in tons of it and it can literally get you nowhere. And this was also my experience, right? Like, when I was dancing, I was constantly reading about nutrition, and beyond that, I was, you know, the most common information I was taking in at that time was a lot of dieting information. And I was constantly taking in this information, and then I would try to implement it. And the issue was that I didn't have strong support or reason behind it, or elements to my process that made sure that the information I was applying was going to be effective. Beyond that, dieting information and restrictive dieting information, which is a lot of what I was taking in, is not honestly ever helpful information. If you're taking in dieting information and trying to go on diets without being in a good mental headspace, or without having the right mentality around food in your body, it's not going to serve you. It's the kind of thing that will exactly put you in this up and down, back and forth yo-yo cycle, which is where so many of my clients come from when they actually come to me. So, you know, I took in all this information, and when it didn't work for me, I blamed myself. And I said, I'm a failure. I'm not committed enough. I'm not dedicated enough. I don't have strong enough willpower. Oh God, willpower, please don't do that to yourself. Don't do the willpower thing to yourself. Changing your life, making changes in how you approach food or mindset or body image, right? Any of those adjustments, those are not about willpower. They're about having a why. And they're about having strong reasons behind wanting to do these things. If you don't have a strong and clear reason beyond wanting to be smaller, that's not a good reason to affect healthy, sustainable change, then it's not really going to get you anywhere. And a lot of what's missing beyond that is the implementation piece. We consume all this information, but like I said, I try to make what I share as much as possible actionable so that you have something you can say, okay, this is useful information and this is what I can do to start to bring it into my life. You know, I have a free challenge, for example, called Finding Balance Challenge. And it's not just information about what balance might look like, but it shares with you tactics and strategies and ways to start to actually shift your life, implement things so that you have a more balanced life, a life that supports your well-being, your emotional well-being, and your best dancing. Implementation really is where true power and change is found. And let's be honest, implementing things consistently is also hard, right? And, you know, when we struggle with this, a lot of times we blame things like motivation or willpower or commitment or dedication or drive. And that's just really not a fair thing to do to yourself. And I'll tell you why. Because you have so many things you're trying to juggle and accomplish from day to day and week to week and month to month and year to year. And over the course of years, as you're pursuing dance at a high level and then at a professional level, right? There's so many things that then changing these small things that will affect your mindset in huge positive ways, or changing these small things that are going to help improve your body image incrementally, or changing these small things that are going to help shift your approach to food and nutrition in ways that are most impactful for your dancing, it's hard. It's hard because we have so many other things going on. There's so many things you're trying to accomplish. There's so many things you're trying to get done. And that's not even like removing the fact that you have so many commitments within the studio. And then a lot of you have cross-training commitments outside of the studio, or physical therapy commitments outside of the studio, or jobs that you have to work outside of the studio. There's just so many things. But there are some things you can do in order to take consistent action. And one of the biggest things you can do is create a space for yourself where you have accountability and guidance. Because even for me, right, I do this work with dancers. I've been doing this work with dancers for years, since 2015. So we're at over eight years at this point. And I still have some things in my own life that I struggle with as far as consistency and implementation go. And that's why I myself have coaches and therapists and outside support people who help direct me and help give me the accountability and guidance to take the steps to, you know, usually I'm taking steps to better support dancers and also to support my own mental and emotional well-being. If you have been struggling to implement all the information, or to like bring all the information you've been taking in into practice, working with a coach can help create that container where you'll take consistent action. When I work with a dancer, they learn new strategies and take action every single week for 6 months. Now, if you think about that, it's like if you've had you've been taking in all of this information for months and months and months. And if you've implemented a couple of things on your own, that's pretty great. That's, I call that a win. But imagine all the information, but then the action behind it and taking action every single week for 6 months, what is possible? And you know, the thing is, I can't make guarantees because each of you are different and coaching may or may not be the right thing for you. However, when I work with a dancer and they show up consistently week after week for 6 months, by month three or four, where they are compared with where they started is a leaps and bounds change. It is a stark contrast. Dancers who go through the coaching process with me oftentimes will start out feeling like their bodies are so wrong, or they're just struggling to take the next steps in their career, or they're obsessed with food and they can't stop thinking about it and it's consuming all of their thoughts and what to eat next and what's good to eat and what's bad to eat, and it's just complete overthinking obsession. Or they are comparing themselves to the other dancers in the studio all throughout class and they can't even focus on class anymore because they're so distracted by all the things that they view to be wrong with themselves and all the things that everyone else seems to be doing better or more correctly or just has that they perhaps are telling themselves that they don't have. So over the course of 6 months, you'll feel directed, you'll have clear action steps. You'll be excited for the things that you're achieving and the things that you see coming next. You will also be able to let go of any confusion as far as like, what should I do next? Or overthinking of, you know, will I ever be able to get through this thing? Or will I ever be able to let go of these body struggles? And the doubting, right? Like, will this work for me? If you're in a space right now where you're taking in the information, but you're like, nah, this just can't work for me. You know, I've heard Jess and others say that in order to actually change my food or shift my food choices, I first have to have a good relationship with food in my body. But for me, I think it's the opposite. I think my body has to change first, and then I'll have a good relationship with food in my body. Well, no. That's a big doubt, and that's a big thing that's going to slow you down if you're actually trying to shift your experience with food and your body and dance and create a balanced life. And the thing about the actions is that they're not big things. And they're in fact sometimes so small that I think when a dancer hears me suggest something, they'll be like, wait, really? Is that what I'm gonna do? Is that enough? Is that gonna do anything for me? But then a week or two later, they report back and they say, wow, like that change in my caffeine consumption was huge. I'm sleeping better. I'm waking up refreshed. I have so much more energy in class. Wow, that change in my breakfast was huge. I have so much more energy. I have so much more clarity. I'm able to get to lunch without having moments of feeling starving and being distracted by my hunger. You know, like these tiny shifts can create a huge change in your life in the present and therefore in the long term. So it doesn't have to feel like you're just doing the same things, going through the same motions and getting nowhere. The things you're hoping to shift in your mind and your body and your dancing and your approach to dance and your career and what you would like to achieve next, these things are possible. Your body does not have to constantly distract you. You can be confident in your dance journey. You can be confident in the audition process. Oh my goodness, believe you me, if I ever heard somebody say that when I was auditioning, that you could be confident in the audition process, I'm pretty sure I would have been like, oh no, these are not true statements. Who's confident in this process? I certainly didn't feel that way myself, but now having worked with so many dancers through auditions, I know it's possible and I know that you can do it. And I know that you can have an audition experience that's actually like fun and easy, and in the end, you have a job, or you have options for jobs. You have more than one choice. Even that can happen. So my big action for you today is to set up a complimentary coaching consultation. Because if you have been taking in the information for weeks or months or years, and you feel like things are pretty much the same, or not much has changed, maybe a little bit has, you might need more support. And there's literally nothing wrong with that. I think that we judge ourselves sometimes for needing support. When you can wrap your mind around the idea that getting support may be exactly what you need to be able to grow by leaps and bounds on your dance journey over the course of the next 6 months, even just that mindset shift is amazing and can be the one that changes your career trajectory. Your career trajectory can fully shift if you say to yourself, you know what? Now is my time. I'm ready for the next step. I'm going to set up a coaching consultation. And it doesn't have to be anything beyond that. You know, these are no obligation. I speak with dancers on coaching consultations, and many of them end up deciding that coaching is the right step for them, but there's some who don't, and that is okay too. Set up a coaching consultation and let's discuss if it's right for you. I think a lot of times dancers also assume that the coaching investment is not something that they can do. Well, look, I'll say first, you might be surprised that my rates are quite reasonable because I do work with dancers and I want it to be something feasible for the majority of you. And I also offer options to pay over 12 months for a 6-month program so that your monthly payments are cut in half. And that makes a huge difference too. I want it to be something that can work with your budget. So we'll talk about that and we'll make sure that it's something that can work with your budget. And it's an investment that, like I said, can change the trajectory of your career in just 6 months. And that I say very confidently because I've had so many dancers say to me at this point, I think I may have quit dancing if we didn't work together. Or I was so burnt out by this work and by this push and like trying to get myself somewhere that working with someone, working with you made it enjoyable again. It made it fun. It made it the dream, right? Like I want it to be the dream for you. So if you're taking in all the information and you recognize this is not really getting me anywhere, or I feel like this is, you know, such torture. Maybe not torture. God, I hope it's not torture. But, you know, I'm trying to make changes. I'm listening to all the podcasts. I'm watching all the YouTube videos. I'm reading the emails. I'm reading the blog posts, right? I'm so educated on it, but I'm struggling to actually make the changes for myself. That's where coaching comes in. And I would be so honored to be a part of your dance journey. I would be so honored to support you through the process. And I want you to reach out and set up a coaching consultation. That is your big action. And like I said, there's no obligation. You've got nothing to lose by talking to me. I'm very easy to talk to. I hear that from dancers and clients all the time. I'm very easy to talk to. So I guarantee I'll help you to feel comfortable in this process. And this could be the big change. This could be the big change for you on your dance journey. Those of you who have known The Whole Dancer for a while, you probably also know that for me, this is a very personal business because I struggled so much in my whole dance journey, and especially in the last few years of my career, that I so desperately want to make it different for you. And I want to connect with you to help you see how it can be different. I would love to show you what it can look like with support and with some strategic and very personalized shifts. So reach out, and I look forward to talking to you soon.